We're happy to be talking to six-time major champion Nick Faldo and honoree this year at the Memorial Tournament in June. Nick, you told some great stories today at the luncheon. You were inspired to start golf watching Jack in 1971.
That's correct. Yeah, it was, you know, thanks to the Masters being beamed over to Britain on the good old BBC, and I finally got a colour TV when I was 12 years old, so I think that probably made a huge difference to see golf in colour. And that was it. I was looking for I had two rules. I wanted an outdoor job and I wanted to be my own boss. So golf was a pretty good choice.
You told a story also about your first meeting with Jack, I believe, at the Open Championship at Troon in 1973. Would you relate that for our listeners, please?
Well, I might have to clean it up for you, but yeah, I went to that Open. It was my first Open at Troon, and I loved to go on the practice ground and watch the guys hit balls. And then I went off to the Porter Johns, as you call them here, and Jack actually jumped over the fence from the back of the hotel to kind of, you know, cut round the back to get to the range without the fans, to get a fast track to the range, and he ran into the Porter John and went in there, and I'm standing outside thinking, oh my goodness, this is Jack, and you know, because when he disappeared and went off, I went in there, and as we say in Britain, I whittled in all the spots where I think Jack might have whittled, so I left my mark on top of his. Oh, I think I'll stop there.
That's a fabulous story. You also mentioned that it was at this tournament that you decided to rebuild the swing that got you going on the run that you got going.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I would a little light bulb went on. As Dr. Grew would say, light bulb. And I thought back at the end of 84, that was it, my game wasn't right, and I struggled for a couple more months. And when I was here, yeah, I missed the cut. I couldn't hit the 12th green at all. I think I doubled it both Friday and Thursday and Friday. Anyway, and David Ledward was there, and I'd already decided that Led was the man to work on things. I said, right, come on, let's get started right now. So we started working right there on the range, changing my swing, which was embarked on quite a project. Not one I'd recommend doing mid-season, but it all came out well in the wash in a couple of years later.
Yeah, from 1988 to 1994, and a lot of people don't talk about this, four major wins, 15 top tens just in that span, and like 19 majors, something like that, including three runner-ups and three-thirds. Pretty good run right through there.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, I hit some good consistency where, yeah, I geared up. I started to gear up for the majors. They were the ones that I wanted to win. That really gets you going. That's the whole intensity of this game. You know, how well you play on the Sunday afternoon of a major. Get yourself in that position first. And so you have to prepare for them. You can't... I think I'm, you know, that's what I'm most proud of. You know, when I went to, it's probably started. I went to the 1990 Masters trying to defend that one, and then I won obviously our Open in 90, and the next Open 92. You know, I went to all those ones as I was either world number one or I was the favorite. And to go to a major really with the intention of winning it is different than just bowling up, thinking, oh yeah, things feel good this week, maybe something great's going to happen. But to go there prepared and take all the attention and go off and win them, and you know, those three, I'm really proud of.
Well, you've chosen to go the broadcasting way. You didn't play that much on the Champions Tour. You're going to be making your final start at the Open Championship this July at St. Andrews. I believe it'll be your 20th start in the Open. Is that correct?
I'm not sure those numbers.
Your first was at the age of 19, I believe, right?
Yeah, I played first one in 70, way back, 76 at Birkdale. I played them all until I skipped the 208 one, I think. I skipped a couple, but I don't. I'm got a clue how many I've played, and I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about the ones I win. That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, you've got a few claret jugs at home, so that turned out pretty well for you.
Yeah, I do. I'm not a trophy freak, but it's nice to have. I've got the claret jug, and I've got the Masters trophy on the on the side there. So it's just nice to have a couple out.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.